Good morning. It's 10:59 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, your source for all things Red River rivalry, with the Oklahoma Sooners taking on your Texas Longhorns. Austin, let me hear from you. Woo!
Yeah.
That's the voice of TC. He's our producer today.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we got like 5 minutes here. We want to talk some Rangers still. We want to talk about some other things.
You could use some baseball.
Man.
But what I want to talk about real quick.
I want to apologize.
For what?
For having nothing
today. I'm doing great. You speak for yourself.
I am speaking for myself.
All right, I got a lot. Here's something funny.
Okay.
All right, so I'm having a conversation with our producer, Tommy Charlie, TC, the other night. And I hear from his roommate, Jake Z. By the way, they're having a big party today at their house. They're having a big 20-something Texas OU football watching party with hookers and kegs and illicit drugs and fire trucks. That's
yeah.
all going to be at their house today.
So come on out if you're not the cops.
Now, one thing I did learn is I'm hoping that they're not providing their own food. I hope they're outsourcing their meals, because I learned about a diet that TC is on. I don't know if this is something you eat a lot, but Jake told me,
I'd say twice a week, probably,
that you make pasta, and instead of sauce, you fry up bacon, and then crumble up the bacon, and then pour the bacon crumbles with the grease onto the pasta, and you eat that. And you said that the reason that you do that is because when you have a bite of pasta that doesn't have a chunk of bacon in it, it still tastes like bacon, because you've got a
smack of bacon.
Grease in it. Is this true?
It's the best idea ever.
No tomato sauce or cream sauce, just bacon grease.
I put a little bit of butter in there.
Butter!
Just kind of
healthy. Just kind of healthing it up a little bit?
It's light butter, though.
It's made from canola oil.
Light butter, bacon grease, and spaghetti.
Spaghetti or like
it's usually those
penne or rotini or
garden
elbows
spirals,
garden spirals.
So it gets its vegetables that way.
There's little bits of vegetable ground into the pasta.
Oh my god! And this is another thing. Jake Z told me this, that TC will go and buy like Earl Campbell hot links and just fry those up, cut them up and fry them up, and then just put that with his pasta mixed with light butter.
Yeah.
So you just change up the meat.
Right.
It's a cyclical thing, because I can't eat pasta. Like, I try to eat it for every meal, you know, but then I get tired of it.
Uh-huh.
So you can really just totally change it up, change the whole flavor and, like, your whole plane of experience if you just put a different kind of meat in.
Yeah.
Every
hot
couple
links,
months.
Bacon.
Earl Campbell's hot
sometimes
links.
Some bratwurst.
Maybe some Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
Okay, why are you eating so much pasta?
It's easy to make. It's cheap.
Yeah, it is.
Tastes good.
Don't you have a grill? Why don't you grill up a nice hamburger or some chicken?
Maybe a chicken breast and some vegetables.
Yeah, some good. Don't you have a pot you can just steam some vegetables?
That doesn't sound like it tastes good.
It tastes really good. I'm worried about your cholesterol, TC.
Forget vegetables, man.
Vegetables are super
yeah,
gay.
Yeah, man.
Freaking
boy, they are
Gen Wires or whatever they. What are they? What is
millennials.
This generation?
They're awesome. Millennials.
They're millennials. God,
idiots.
Screw vegetables, man. I just want my bacon pasta.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe that. I was like, no sauce or anything.
And he tried.
No, I put light butter in it.
And he tried to bribe me with bacon pasta and pot brownies to come over to his party. So just tell your wife you're going to the store and come over.
I've got delicious bacon pasta, all you can eat. And trust me, you're going to want to after you have one of my brownies. I'm TC. Screw vegetables and space. Now, do you imagine hanging out at that party today? You imagine you and I walking into that den of slack?
No.
Would you feel completely uncomfortable and out of place with a bunch of 23-year-olds running around?
Yeah, and I'd want a blacklight every chair before I sat down.
They're safe.
Boy, I bet that is a spank fort. Can you imagine the horrible, vile things that both of those guys do to themselves when no one's looking?
They have a really weird texture on their ceiling.
Yeah. And they both have, like, Macs, so they get to watch virus-free pornography.
We don't do any of that.
Oh, we don't do any of that. We just sit around eating bacon.
Yeah.
You know what else bacon grease is good for?
What? What? I don't know. Like what we were talking about just now?
Mm-hmm.
Did your grandma used to save bacon grease?
In a coffee can.
Yeah.
My mom does. Did.
Still? Well, my grandmother had this thing that it was like a can, and then it had like a little filter on the top with it was perforated, so she'd pour the bacon grease in that, and then it would trap all of the bacon bits that weren't eaten, and then you'd throw those away, and then you had clean, filtered bacon grease.
And then you just scoop out a dime-sized spot of it and rub it into the palm of your hand.
You can do that. Yeah, but then your wiener smells like bacon. Who wants that?
Yeah, you better not have a dog in the house.
You're listening to continued coverage of Texas OU weekend, the Red River rivalry featuring the Longhorns and the Sooners, the Cotton Bowl at 2:30. We love talking about it. We know you do, too, and that's why we're all here.
Yeah, that's why we're going to take a break right now and talk Rangers next.
Awesome.